Have you seen more angels this year than you have in years past?
Absolutely. This has been a very tough year for many families. And so we have seen an increase of those asking for assistance, even monthly, with food insecurity. But for Christmas, especially this year, it was right at 400 children.
And every single child was able to be taken care of.
Absolutely. So what we do is when we take an angel tree application, we commit to that parent that we will do something for that child. And we live in such an amazing community, and folks are so generous. And we were able to take care of every one of those angels this year.
So as far as the process, do they come and pick up their items? Do you deliver them personally? How does that part work?
So what we do is we have a date in December where families come according to their pickup number, their application. They have an appointment that they come and they pick up their gifts, and then they can take them home and wrap them. And that gives them an opportunity to do something for their kids and stuff. So it gives them a warm fuzzy. It gives us a warm fuzzy. Everyone who has bought and purchased and has given this Christmas season gives us a warm fuzzy, but it also allows the parents to do something worthwhile for their children as well.
I can just imagine the look on those parents' faces when they see the generosity that the community has provided.
It is overwhelming. There's a specific incident comes to mind of a lady that just cried and just hugged my neck and said thank you for saving Christmas for her family. So those are the things that really carry you through these times of uncertainty, these times of just seeing the hurt and the need that is so great.
And you mentioned that they're asking, you know, people are reaching out for help year round. Are there other opportunities for people to help?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, we have a food pantry that operates all during the year. And so Christmas is our biggest fundraiser, our biggest push, and that helps us to facilitate everything that we do all through the year. So that's why our kettle goal is so high, because it helps fund us through the year. And we're seeing more and more people asking for help. Families that have never asked help from the Salvation Army before, families that have both parents working or two incomes coming in that still cannot make ends meet. And so everyone is feeling the effects of higher prices and just shortages and everything. It makes a difference. We have just been extremely blessed. We've had churches and corporations and banks host angel trees. We've had individuals and groups come to and collectively raise money. And one of my favorites this year was one of the fitness gyms that raised money by doing burpees. I thought was great. And for every, they could come in and give money, and the fitness trainer had to do so many burpees for every one burpee for every dollar and stuff. So they got fit and raised money for the angel tree, which is wonderful. But you know, people are just so generous in giving, especially when it comes to children and you know, helping those that really can't help themselves. And not only does the Salvation Army do that, but we also we supplied gifts for 5 nursing homes. So 263 residents who live in facilities throughout our area were able to receive a Christmas gift this year. Some of these people are sole survivors and would not have received a gift otherwise. So it gives another opportunity. That's another ministry that the Salvation Army does that benefits our community.